The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
This volume has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Benny and Joyce Westreich of Los Angeles, California, Le'iloi Nishmas Yoyetz Akiva Ben Shimon Meir Zichroinu Levracha. May the Torah studied be an everlasting schus for his neshama.
Tachok out. Gemara says, Yiboyuluhu. We have a question. Eved Ivri Kohen, an Eved Ivri who is a Kohen, Mahu Sheyimser Loi Raboi Shivcha Knais. Is his master allowed to marry him to a Shivcha Knais? We know the halacha is, the Torah says, that someone who is an Eved Ivri, he is allowed to marry a Shivcha Knais, right? As opposed to the regular halacha, regular freed Yisrael is not allowed to marry a Shivcha Knais, but an Eved Ivri is allowed to marry a Shivcha Knais. So now the question becomes, what if the Eved Ivri is a Kohen? Why should a Kohen be worse? We know that a Kohen, beside for being the Dinei Kahuna, there are certain people he's not allowed to marry. And one of the people he's not allowed to marry is a Zoyna. And a Shivcha Knais, who used to be a goy before she was bought as a slave, has the status of a zayna. So she has the status of a zayna, so a kohen should not be allowed to marry her. But the truth is that every Eved Ivri is a real Yisro, is a full-fledged, she's chayv home, it's just like a regular Yisro. So every Eved Ivri really should not be allowed to marry a shivcha, because there's an isser for a Yisro to marry a shivcha. What will you say? That the Torah over here took away the Isser, and the Torah relaxed and allowed a Yisrael to marry Shivcha Knais. So therefore the Gemara declares a Shiloh. The Gemara has a question. Chidushu, this concept that a Eved is allowed to marry Shivcha Knais is a Chidush. It's something the Torah said it was mutter over here, even though usually it's Asa. So since it's a Chidush, we'll say Lo Yishna Kohanim V'lo Yishna Yisrael. So there shouldn't be no difference between a Kohen and the Yisrael, the same way that we took off the Isser that Yisrael has to marry Shivcha Knais, so we'll take off any Isser that the Kohen also has to marry Shivcha Knais, and we'll say even though the Kohen has an extra Isser besides for the regular Isser that Yisrael has, but that Isser falls off as well, and it will be mutter for every Kohen to marry Shivcha Knais. Or maybe we'll say no. Shan Kohenim, Kohenim are different. Hoyo v'riba bohena kosov mitzvahs yisayris. The Torah says that Kohenim have more mitzvahs than Yisrael does not have, and therefore we will be more machmir by a Kohen and by Yisrael, and therefore even though Yisrael is an Eved will be allowed to marry a Shivcha, but a Kohen is an Eved will not be allowed to marry the Shivcha. And that is the Gemara's question, and the Gemara brings that it's a machloikis amiroim, whether it's mutter, whether it's awesome. What do we see from this Gemara? The Gemara says clearly that the idea, the concept that a regular Yisrael is allowed to marry a Shivcha Knais, that an Eved, if he's an Eved, he's allowed to marry a Shivcha Knais, is a Chiddush. If he would not to be an Eved, it would be Osir for the Yisrael to marry a Shivcha Knais. Now, where does it say in the Torah, where is the Isser for a Yisrael to marry a Shivcha Knais? Where does it say? Where do we find in the Torah this rule that a Shivcha Knais is not allowed to marry a regular Yisrael? So in fact, there's a pasuk. The pasuk says, there should not be a kedesha b'vnei Yisrael. The targum unkelus on that pasuk of loisia kedesha b'vnei Yisrael says, he explains that what does that mean? That means that a eved is not allowed to marry, eved kenani is not allowed to marry a bas Yisrael, and it means that a regular Yisrael is not allowed to marry a Shivcha Knais. That is how the Targum Unklus explains this pasuk, and that is how many Rishonim, the Rosh, Paskin, that the Isser, this is Makar, the source for the Isser that Yisrael has to marry a Shivcha Knais, comes from this pasuk, and that is what the Lav of Lysia Kadesh of Benois Yisrael is teaching us. The Rambam has a different opinion. The Rambam learns that the pasuk Lysia Kadesh of Benois Yisrael is coming to tell us a completely different halacha. It's coming to tell us that a unmarried man is not allowed to be mezana with an unmarried lady. The truth is, even a married man would be, make no difference. The person is not allowed to be mezana. Though there's certain, the Torah has certain cases, that there's a whole parasha of arayis. Most of the cases of arayis, so the Torah says that this nus is usur, are either cases of eishes ish, someone who's already married, a woman who's already married is not allowed to be mezana with somebody else, or the Torah is discussing someone to be mezana, to marry his relatives, certain relatives are usur. Those are the parashas of arayis. But the Torah never says specifically that there is any problem of a znus with a man and an unmarried lady. The Torah never says specifically that there's some specific iser of being mizana. So the Rambam says that no, really it is aser, and it's an iser deraisa, and there's a lav, and the Gemara says pani abo al pnuyo, there is a lav. So the Rambam says that means that there is this lav of lisiya kadesh v'benoy yisrael, and that is azhara or lav gomer for a pani abo al pnuyo to be mizana with an unmarried woman. According to the Rambam, it would come out that we're not going to darshan the pasuk l'siya kadesha. We won't explain this pasuk l'siya kadesha to be talking about a shivcha kenayis. So according to the Rambam, it should come out that there is no iser deraisa. Now, although it's true that it's osir, and the Rambam says clearly that it's osir for a Yisrael to marry a shivcha. However, the Rambam says, "Ashivcha asur leven chayrin in Hilchos Yisuri Bia Perikid Beis Halacha Yud Aleph." He says, "Abal ashivcha makin oisim makas mardus midivrei soifer." The Torah says that if somebody is mizana with a shivcha, if a Yisrael were to marry a shivcha, he would only receive makas mardus midivrei soifer. Makas mardus is makas that Chazal said you should give somebody when he's over in Isser Derabonah, not a real law that he's chayv malchus. So at face value, it seems that the Rambam seems to say that this Isser of a Shivcha Kainis to Yisrael is only an Isser Midirabonah. It's not an Isser De'eraisi. If that's the case, the Mishnah Lamelech in Huchas Avod and Perik Gimel Alocha Gimel asks that how could that be? That seems to go kineged, that it seems to be the opposite of our Gemara. Our Gemara says that this that Yisrael, Eved Ivri, is allowed to marry a Shivcha Kainis, is a Chiddush that the Torah allows. Now, if it's a Chiddush that the Torah allows it, it must be that Min HaTorah, but when he's not Eved Ivri, the Torah does not allow it. So that would seem to be a clear indication that the Isser of a Shivcha Kainis to Yisrael is an Isser Deraisa. And how could the Rambam say that the Isser is only an Isser Dirabonah? So the truth is that it's not so clear that the Rambam holds that the Isser of Shivcha Kainis to Yisrael is an Isser Dirabonah, complete Dirabonah, and not a Deraisa. Because although the Rambam does say that he gives you Makas Margus, however, all you see from there is that it's not a lav gomer, it's not a clear-cut lav that is explicitly mentioned in the Torah. However, the Rambam's opinion is that if something is learned out of a drosha, something is learned out of some sort of drosha from the pasuk, and it's not, it doesn't say explicitly in the Torah, it's not possible to give somebody malchus for being over that iser. So although it could possibly be that the iser of a shivcha to Yisrael will remain an iser de'eraisa, it may not be learned out of the pasuk l'siya kedesha, it may be learned from somewhere else. Nevertheless, since it doesn't say explicitly in the Torah, there won't be a chiyuv malchus in the Torah, and that's why the Rambam says that you only get makas mardus v'divrei soifrim, because there would otherwise be no obligation in the Torah to give somebody malchus. But it's still possible to explain that the Rambam would agree that this would be an iser deraisa, and therefore the Gemara makes sense. So the Gemara says that it is a chiddush. Still, we find that there are others that understand the Rambam, that the Rambam is saying that this is only an Issa Derabbanan, and therefore the Beis Meir in Eved Ezra Siman Tezayin Siv Gimel says that this Gemara is not shver on the Rambam. The Gemara does not say that the Chiddush is what the Torah allows by Eved Ivri, is that the Torah said that usually Shivcha Kainis is not allowed to marry Yisrael, and over here she is mutter to Yisrael. That's not exactly what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that Maushi Yimsulay Rabbi Shivcha Ksayin. So we're talking about the ability of the owner, the Odoin of this Eved, to marry off his Eved to the Shivcha Ksayin. And this is referring to a different halacha. The halacha is that the Gemara says later on that a person in the Odoin has the ability to force his Eved Ivri to marry Shivcha Ksayin. It's Moisulay Balkarcha. He can give it to her even if he can marry her off to him even if he does not want. So this idea that is moitzelay bal karchay shivcha knayis, that's definitely a chiddush shekin chetayr. So even if we would say that the Yisrael of shivcha knayis to Yisrael is only this is the Rabbonon, that still does not contradict this Gemara, because the Gemara, it's not clear that the Gemara is discussing the actual Isser. And the actual heter over here of that Isser is the chiddush. It's possible that the Gemara only refers to the chiddush involved in that the fact that the Odin has the ability to force the Eved to marry a shivcha knayis. However it is, we find that the Rambam over here says a very interesting thing. In the Rambam in Hilchos Yisuri Bi Halacha Yud Gimel, after the Rambam says that he gets Malkus for this Yisrael as Baal Shivcha Knayis, the Rambam says, Al Yihi Oven Zekal Beinecho. So this Aveira should not be a very, very light in your eyes. The Pnei She'en Be Malkus. You would think that there's no, since there's no Malkus, so it's not such a serious offense. Says the Rambam, no, shigam ze goyrim loven losur me'achri Hashem. Any children you'll have won't be good children. They won't worship Hashem properly. Shehaben abo min ha-shivcha hu eved, because any child that this shivcha will have is not considered a Yisrael. The child will be considered an eved or a shivcha. V'nim ze goyrim lozera ha-kodesh l'schalel v'li'oisim avodim, which is not a good idea. And then the Rambam quotes the Unkelus. Hare Unkelus ha-metargim kolal bi'ilo eved v'shivcho v'chlal lo yiyah kodesh v'lo yisiyah kedesha. So the Rambam himself quotes Unkelus, quotes this paragraph that says that the pasuk lo yisiyah kedesha is discussing a Yisrael, that a Yisrael is not allowed to marry shivcho knayis. Now what does this mean? The Rambam himself says that the pasuk lo yisiyah kedesha is telling me something completely different. The pasuk l'siyah kedesha is telling me a lav for a pani avol apnuyot, that it's not mutter to be mizana with an unmarried lady. So how could the Rambam come along and say, well, there's a targum unklus on this pasuk, and that shows you how serious of an aveira it is. It's a very serious aveira. What is the Rambam coming to tell us? What is the Rambam coming to say? The Rambam himself doesn't learn the pasuk like that. If the Rambam is learning the pasuk like that, how can he say the pasuk is telling me two completely different things? So it would seem, we could perhaps suggest in the Rambam the following. True that the Rambam says that the actual pasuk, the iser of loy siya kedesha b'nei Yisrael, is talking about being mizana with an unmarried lady. But what happens if a Yisrael decides to marry a shivcha knayis? What would be the halacha if a Yisrael would marry a shivcha knayis? The halacha is that kedushin is not taifes. Even if Yisrael decides he wants to marry her, the kedushin is not considered a good kedushin. Al pi halacha, he cannot be considered married to such a lady, because there's no halachas of kedushin. The halachas that marriage takes place, that is there, they are considered married, is only true on marriages that the Torah condones. The Torah does not like this marriage. The Torah said that kedushin is not taifis when a Yisrael were to marry shivcha knayis. If the kedushin is not taifis, that means by definition that even if they actually live together, but they are not considered, she's not considered his wife. So any time they live together, that would only be considered a bias nus. If that would be considered a bias nus, well, the Rambam holds that upon the abola p'tuya, if a person is mizana with an unmarried lady, he's over the lav of lisiya kedusha. So what the Rambam could be is saying that the lav itself of Loisiya Kedesha, the actual lav, is coming to tell me that you're not allowed to be mizana with an unmarried lady. However, that lav includes this case of Yisrael that decides to marry Shivcha Knayis, because it's automatically a bias nus. It cannot be considered an ishus. There's no ability, the Torah doesn't allow any ishus to take effect over here. So it will be considered a bias nus. And so Zakhtar Rambam, the Rambam says, you see that the Targum, well, he said that a Shivcha Knayis cannot marry Yisrael, and he said that's not Lisiya Kedesha, it's not because he holds that the lav is only talking about a Shivcha Knayis. The Unkelus was giving an example of a Bias Nus that is included in this Isser. If that's the case, then that's clear that the Rambam is saying there is a precedent in the Torah to say that there is an Isser Deiraisa for Yisrael to marry a Shivcha Knaitis.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.